Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of our Canvas Rebel podcast, talking about monetizing your knowledge through content, books, speaking, entrepreneurship, all of the above, all of the amazing things that fall within that field. Very, very excited to have three incredibly talented entrepreneurs here with me today to share a little bit about their background and their expertise and wisdom. So let's jump right in with some introductions.
Well, hello, hello. I am Ebony M. Walker, based out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I am your literary midwife. My passion is to help subject matter experts become greater experts in their field through literary resources. So if you know you need a book that has to be attached to whatever it is that you do, I'm the one that's going to help you birth that baby.
I love that. Right on.
I'm Judy Griffin, and for 44 years, I've been organically growing and producing over 500 products called Aroma Health Texas, from aromatic herbs and roses and plants for health and beauty and personal fragrance. I started this because I had twins that had immune deficiencies and weren't expected to live. And the doctor told me to go home and do what I knew how to do, which is grow and cook and, you know, grow plants. And that's what started all this. The twins are 50 years old now. They're very healthy.
Wow. That is amazing.
That just blew my mind. I'm sorry. Wow.
Wow. My products are used in hospitals now, and or have been, and to help relax people or whatever they're doing with it. But aromatic products have great potentials to helping us be everything that we can be. And sometimes it can help our health.
Yeah.
I had a son that lost 50% of his hearing, and I had it back in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And the doctors told me it was neurological damage and never come back. So I'm a plant person.
Yes. Well, we're going to have to connect offline. I'm going to need to get on this.
I need to be your friend. Yes.
Sold. Yes.
Wow. I need to look you up right now.
Okay. Oh, hi. I am Therese Thomas. I am based in Memphis, Tennessee, and I am the owner of Bluff City Resumes and Career Coaching. And at my company, we help people tell their professional story better so that they can land the role, their dream job, or that high-level career that they are looking for. And I started this because I was noticing as I was working in higher education that there were so many skills that young adults were not learning in the classroom. All these life skills and all these things, we tell them, you know, act professional, but we don't explain what that actually means.
Right.
And so as a result of that, started my company and also wrote a book called Mentor Coaching, where I help other individuals that want to work with the young professionals in their organization, you know, maybe start mentoring programs to really teach these skills that our young people need to know.
That's beautiful. Amazing. Well, three very, very different markets that you all work in, but ultimately you all have been able to monetize something that you're passionate about, which is huge. The question I always start off asking when we do entrepreneurship specific episodes is, were you always called to be an entrepreneur? Was this something you knew from a very young age? I'm going to start my own business and I'm going to be my own boss. Or was this something you learned later in life? Tell me a little bit about that journey. And whoever wants to go first, feel free to chime in.
It was easy for me. Everywhere I got a job, they went out of business. So pretty soon, the only
choice was to be
an entrepreneur. It worked. It worked really well.
Good.
Well, it definitely was not on my radar. I think because of the town that I grew up in, it was either you go into the military or you go to school and you get a good paying job. So my desire was to be a lawyer. So I went to school, I did all the things, but once it was time for me to go to that next level and take the bar, I was uninterested in law. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So here I am, this single mother with a degree in criminal justice, working for a company doing background checks, and then I'm newly married, and then the company goes bankrupt. So now what am I going to do?
Mm.
And ironically, I would do writing in school. So I would do my friends or, you know, people across the hall in my dorm, I would do their work and they would pay me to write their papers. So I was always writing, but it never clicked. Hey, girl, you can make some serious money from this. Okay. But it wasn't until I had to do it that I thought, oh, wait a minute. And it was a client that told me, well, you just wrote XYZ things for me and this is what you charge. Why aren't you doing this for yourself? And I was like, wait, So that was 11 years ago, and I've never looked back since.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think I have a similar story to Ebony. It wasn't on my radar, right? Starting a business, but again, it was coming to me, right? So people would always come to me and ask, like, oh, how did you get that job? You weren't really even qualified for that job. I'm like, girl, their resume was popping, right? Like, their resume is popping and that interview is good. You're going to get the job. And so just notice people started coming to me asking me, well, do mine or, you know, let's go through these few questions together. And they started to get the job. And so after a while, you know, people were like, why aren't you charging for this? Like, do you know how many people pay career coaches and, you know, things of that nature? And so, yeah, after I started getting like my first clients, I'm like, oh, like this is a business, right? Like I can monetize this. And so, yeah, eventually I realized like, okay, I do have a skill and I can use this skill. And it kind of went from a side hustle to an actual business.
Amazing.
Wow. That's dope. That's dope.
Well, a few of you touched on this a little bit already within your intros, but how are you specifically able to monetize something that you're so passionate about? I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs or people who are interested in monetizing their passion don't know that next step. How do I bridge the gap between producing the product or the service that I'm passionate about and being able to profit off of that? Tell me a little bit more about that process.
What I did is I started writing also, and I wrote different books. I published the first multicultural herbal called Mother Nature's Herbal, and I started teaching at universities. I do have a PhD in nutrition. I was like the other girl, you know, then what do you do with it? So, but I taught at universities about plants. And I taught if it was adult education, whatever, you know, it gave me a way to work with other people. Yeah. I authored several books. I wrote a lot of magazine articles and I, you know, got connections. I think the networking is the most important thing we can all do.
Yeah.
I did lots of free public speaking. Yep. I even went overseas and made connections that way. And, you know, I got tables at events and trade shows. I opened my gardens for tours so people could come and experience. And of course, you know, now the website and all those kind of social media things are important. But I like the one-on-one. Being older than y'all, I like the one-on-one with people and I looked for it.
I definitely agree with what Dr. Griffin is saying, especially with networking. That's been one of my number one things because one of my mentors has said this years ago and it stuck with me, be the aspirin to someone's headache. And if you are having a problem and you know that you're seeking some type of solace, like how do I get rid of this? We often don't think of all of the problems in the world. So just like Therese was talking about earlier with her business, a lot of people have the problem of not being able to create a your resume, not being able to do good in an interview. So, hey, if I'm having this issue, how many other people are having the issue? So with me, a lot of people are professionals, but when they would show up to trade shows or show up to speaking events or whatever, they had no product. So I'm the person that's always like, what can we help you put on a table that you can sell? If nothing else, let's get some books, some journals, some devotionals, some ink pens, some postcards, anything that can be used as a literary resource to help you. So I started with myself because there's a wealth of knowledge, whether I'm coming to you from the ministry aspect or coming to you as a wife or coming to you as a mother or coming to you as a daughter. Like, I have experience in so many things. So wherever I am, what is it that you need? Okay, if I'm a young woman who is now a newly pastor and I'm in an arena with other young women who are about to marry pastors, how do I help you prepare to be that help to your husband as well as the help in the ministry? So it's just a matter of looking at the issues that are around and then saying, hey, if I went through this, somebody else is probably going to go through it. So let me write down my process. And in me writing down the blueprint of what helped me, it was able to help somebody else. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, I can make a little change from this on the side too. So let me monetize this thing. And then it opens up because the next thing you know, they're asking you, well, can you come speak at our event? We'll give you a table. Absolutely, I can. Well, can you train this class? Can you do that? So there are times when people ask me to come and train on things. And I'm like, I didn't even know that that was something I could train you on. But yep, I'm going to figure it out because it's needed. And if I can help you and then make a few bucks from it too, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
There you, hey, there you go.
Look how hard she worked at it. That's the key. Yeah. Look how hard she worked at what she did.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's definitely hard work. And then preparation, right? So once you decide that you want to be a business owner, then you have to prepare, right? You got to do your homework. I'm a big firm believer of, you know, market research, finding out who your clients are, right? You need to research that and find out kind of what Ebony said, you know, if you've got a skill and you've got a service that you want to offer, then you need to be knowledgeable about who you're going to offer that service to,
right?
Because there's all type of clients. There's all type of avenues for you to be able to monetize your skills and your services. So you just have to do a little bit of research about, you know, the market, how much to charge, where are you going to find these clients so that you can build up and be consistent, right? Because you don't want to, starting a business is hard, right? It's difficult, but it's not as difficult, I think, when you're prepared and when you, you know, have that research. And as Sandy said, you have a mentor, right? So you have somebody that is already kind of doing it, is already in that arena, and you can kind of ask them questions about, you know, what they did and what was successful for them.
Definitely. My last question for you all is one of my favorite questions to ask on the podcast, because being somebody that is newer to entrepreneurship and still learning and wanting to, I always joke, I'm like a sponge. I want to absorb as much information as possible. But I love to ask our guests on the podcast, what's one piece of advice or one piece of business advice, if you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what would you share? And I'm always writing these things down and I'm like, okay, this person said this, I need to start implementing that into my life. But I love to hear wisdom you'd share with your past self.
Wow. For me, it would be, and this is me personally, I'm not as outgoing as these two other beautiful ladies, but for me, I wish I would have pushed myself a little bit more and networked more. Mm. I had a lot of opportunities come to me and that was really a blessing, but I didn't always take advantage of every chance I had to network because I was too shy. So I wish I would have had Therese and Ebony with me to help me when I started.
Yeah.
Sound like excellent, excellent help, excellent advice.
I think that for me, the biggest advice I would give my younger self is, I think, one, to, you know, just do it afraid. I think sometimes, you know, we wait until, okay, I got to wait until I'm comfortable or wait until I'm ready or wait until I'm, you know, more confident. Like, no, do it afraid. Like, fear is real, but it shouldn't be something that stops you from what you want to do or doing what you need to do. So push through that fear and do it anyway.
Yep.
The worst thing that can happen to you is that you fail. But even if you fail, you learned a lesson. And so now you can regroup and pivot and start over and do what you need to do. So,
yep.
I would definitely tell my younger self to just push past fear.
I love that. Yeah. I had a mentor when I was in high school who would always tell me, Madison, you need to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And you're not dying. You're just uncomfortable. And that has stuck with me for so many years, learning to sit in the unknown and sit with that fear and doing it anyways, doing it afraid. That's huge.
That pretty much goes in alignment with what I was going to say. One of the things that I told myself and I share with other people is this simple sentence: even in that, you are still worth the investment. Even in that, you are still worth the investment. And yep. Here's what that means. A lot of times we will cancel out any opportunity of success because of that thing that happened. You know, we look at things that happened in our past, the shortcomings, the mess ups, the mix ups, the mistakes. And we're like, oh, well, I can never do this because of that. But no, even in that, you are still worth success. You are still worth that investment. You are still worth going to that event and rubbing shoulders with the people that you don't think you are in alignment with. You are still worth the experience. Because if I were to count myself out because of all the mistakes that I made, because of all the things that people told me I couldn't do, I would not be the woman that I am today. Right. So even if you got a limp, even if you can't see good out of one eye, even if you're wounded, even if you need to take a bath, honey, whatever it is, it's okay. Because even with all of that attached to you, somebody still needs what's on the inside of you. So don't ever shortchange yourself because of that. Whatever your that is, own it. Let it be your superpower. Yeah. One of the things that people told me when I got married, because I was a single mother, and here in the South, in North Carolina, it's like they shun you, like you're just evil if you had children before you were married and you did this and did that. But my son, my baby, who was now almost 22 years old, he's not a mistake. So even in being a single mother, God still had a purpose for me. So even though you don't agree with how things came about for me, baby, I still got a whole lot to offer. So are you going to miss out on all of my greatness?
Yes.
Because you don't understand my process? But we got to see it that way. And it took me a while to get that way. But now, honey, I can tell you, I messed up. Yeah, girl, I did this. Yeah, I did that, honey. I was ashamed of it. But look at me now. And if I could come out of that and do this, then so can you.
Yep.
One thing that happened to me that might pertain to your listeners is that it didn't all come together at one time. Mm-hmm. It was a step-by-step thing. And it's almost like, how did you get here? Well, step by step. Did you know? Did you have a 5-year plan? Well, not for all this. But it came. I mean, it came however it came. I say it's opportunities. But it shouldn't, people think, oh, I don't know exactly who I am or exactly what I want to do. Well, just start somewhere.
Yep.
And just like Ebony said, you're worth the investment.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So well said. Yeah. Well, real quick, before we wrap up, I would love to hear, I know this wasn't on the agenda, but what do you have coming up for 2024 with you and your businesses? What can we expect?
For Bluff City Resumes and Career Coaching, we're definitely going to venture out more to do more training sessions. Up until this point, it's just been individual clients, right? Me working with them. But my plan this year, I've had it on my vision board and everything.
Yes.
Believer in that, is to work with more organizations. Applying to work with, literally waiting on the application to come back, to work with like some of the city governments and some of the universities to do like some more grand scale training on career development type things. That's on the horizon for me. Working on my second book, a workbook style for my clients to kind of so that they can start to do some of this career exploration things on their own and think about some of the life skills that they want to use and how to find a mentor. I think my first book kind of talked about the mentor side, right? How you can mentor the young professionals that are coming to you. And so I think my next book will be for the young adults to kind of walk them through how to find a mentor, because it's scary, I think, for young adults if they see like this person that they admire or like, where do I go or how do I ask that person? So just kind of want to take away the, you know, mythicalness of that, like, you know, and kind of walk them through the process of how to find a mentor, you know, how to approach that person and how to make it a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yep. Love that.
Aroma Health Texas tends to come out with more products, some new products this year. We also have a antique rose collection ebook that's come out. So, and it has a 100 and something pictures of roses. You never get to see all the roses. So it's everything you can do with roses, and we'll be doing more free public speaking and finding new ways to market and network with clients.
Amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, for me, I am expanding what I do, I am taking it into the corporate world. I'm stretching myself because I actually will be having my first masterclass here locally that's called the Post to Publish Masterclass. And it's showing people how to use content that they've already put out on social media or even in everyday conversation and turn it into a book. So I'm excited about that, but also expanding into the corporate sector to where helping people do leadership exercises within their groups and then being able to build their stories, even if it's a simple 30-day journey for blah, 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 whatever it is, because I feel like it doesn't matter what arena you're in, you need to read something positive every now and then that'll help you get to that next step or just get through the day. No, you never know. But also preparing myself, I set myself a goal that I will be an Oscar-nominated screenwriter within the next 5 years. I am putting boots on the ground, making some connections, letting people know, no longer being ashamed of what I do or how I show up, but letting them know I'm the writer that you need. So let's connect so we can get this movie and let the world see how great we are. Okay.
I love that. I'm manifesting that for you as well. Big, big thanks. Thank you all so, so, so much for joining me today. This was a wonderful conversation, and I know our audience will absolutely love all the wisdom you had to share, and very excited to see what the rest of this year has in store for each of you.
Yes. Thank you so much. All of just everyone that is connected to you. Thank Canvas. Thank Voyage. Shout out Bold Journey. All of the, just everybody. Thank you so much just for giving us this space. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Every blessing.
Yes. Thank you.